A person who has been robbed usually wants justice.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Even though some people may try to argue that all truth is relative, that nobody really knows what is right or wrong, they usually give up that view when they have been wronged. If the person who believes this is robbed, he's not likely to congratulate the robber for acting on his view that robbing is right. He'll want justice on the grounds that the robber was absolutely wrong in holding him up. So, those who claim there are no absolutes usually contradict themselves in certain situations. The Apostle John did not have a problem declaring some things to be absolutely true. In 1 John chapter 5, he writes, "We know that God's children do not make a practice of sinning, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. We know that we are children of God, and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding, so that we can know the true God. And now we live in fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only true God, and he is eternal life." John makes these absolute statements because he received them from Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Both Jesus and John knew they were speaking absolute truth.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. There you'll find practical Bible-based materials that will help you grow in your faith. Again, visit urbanministries.com.